Council.
Wait to hear my TSA story. That'll be the highlight of the day.
Will it now?
Yes, it will.
Well, I guess considering the fact that you're here, that means you didn't get arrested.
No, I didn't get arrested. I didn't.
Oh, I'm sure, knowing you, you came close.
I had no. As a matter of fact, I didn't open my mouth.
What happened?
I did open my mouth, but it wasn't for the reason of protesting. I will tell you the story in a few moments.
Well, we know it can't be praise.
Well, it's... No, it isn't.
I can't imagine a situation where you ever would praise
anything,
TSA.
It's nothing that you would expect. You
really?
Cannot predict what I'm going to tell you.
You giggled like a little schoolgirl?
Well,
he liked it.
I like the guessing part. This is more fun than the actual story, I'm sure.
Okay, well, you can worry it, work it through your mind for a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. It's fun.
Work it over. All right, so there are some cars in the news today that the Chevy Bolt. You hadn't driven that. A lot of people came out of attention to that.
Hey, as a matter of fact, Clay, if you could go post my video of me test driving the Chevy Volt last year, that would be very cool.
One of the reasons the General Motors stock did as well as it did yesterday in the IPO is that people are very excited about the prospects for the Volt, because it seems to be, if there is a mainstream car possible in this genre, the Volt apparently is it. At least for now.
And I don't know that I understood this when I test drove it. They had a media day for the Chevy Volt last year.
Uh-huh.
And I got to go down and take one around one of their little test tracks, which is basically a bunch of cones set up in a parking lot.
Yeah, very nice.
But it was a cool car. I mean, it had plenty of jump. It was comfortable. It was neat looking. And it was futuristic looking. I mean, the digital dashboard and a lot of the appointments were very neat. But what I didn't understand was the difference, because I don't know really a whole lot about the Prius and how it works or this new Nissan Leaf, is that the Volt has a generator in it.
Yes.
Which can power the car after the batteries have died.
Mm-hmm.
So once the batteries run down in the... I guess the Prius is the same, is this way. Once the batteries run down, that's it. You're done. And you need to plug it in to juice it up a little bit more. And the Leaf, I know, is that way. Well, with the Volt, it's got a generator that will charge the batteries. Now, the generator is gas-driven. It only holds, 3 or 4 gallons of gas, maybe 6 gallons of gas, something like that. But that generator then powers the electricity and keeps it going, and then it's more efficient than a gas motor driving the car. It's still using the electric-powered motor to drive the car. So that seems to be the big difference in what everybody's excited about.
Well, I don't know if it's that.
You know what I heard? Wonk, 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 wonk. Yeah. Wonk, 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 wonk.
Sorry.
Yeah, there's a little of that there. But then what you're doing by suggesting that, Jennifer, is you are furthering, girls don't get involved in things like that.
No, girls like cars. Just this girl gets confused by them.
Know how they operate? What? Could you fix something? If you opened up the hood on your car, and let's just say, what could be wrong? There's a drive for the air conditioning that runs off of the...
Okay, just to save you the time of this, I can maybe put air in my tires and check the oil.
All right, to be fair, I can do the same thing.
Good for you, Clay. Congratulations.
You can check the oil, Jen?
Yeah, with a dipstick?
You know what?
That's why Clay just popped up.
Good for you. That's a good thing.
That's about all I know.
And how often do you check the oil in your car?
Well, I don't, because mine now tells me, you need to go to the dealership, dimwad.
Right. Service engine soon.
Yeah.
That light comes on.
But I know how to. I mean, I lift the little dipstick with your little rag, and you look and see,
You don't go to the dealer for an oil change, do you?
Well, it's free.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't if it was free.
Service contract.
That's right. You have, as Lydia would say, a BMW.
No, I have a Lexus.
Same difference.
Yeah.
It's another foreign car.
I'm going to have to get you over. I'm proud to drive a General Motors vehicle and a Ford.
Yep. I have
two
Fords.
Of the best cars I've ever owned.
I don't have anything but Fords around. I don't have any General. The only General Motors stuff I had, the newest General Motors product I have is a 1950 Chevrolet pickup truck.
I love that.
Followed
thing.
By a 1947 GMC two-ton sedan. Two-ton farm truck.
Does Ford makes Lamborghinis?
Ford used to.
No, he's giving me a zinger. He's suggesting that I drive a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Even if I had the money, that would be the last
Ford?
Piece of junk
yeah,
I would
Doug's
ever buy.
Yeah, Doug's not the Lamborghini type. Now, the one Ford, see, I want to go to work.
One, Doug?
I have ridden in one. That was close enough.
I want to go to work for Ford or GM and help them get a female touch because I think their cars are really designed for boys. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, and I have said before, I love that F-150. Oh, yeah.
That's a good truck.
It's a good-looking truck.
Yeah, I want
Richie,
that truck.
Are you suggesting that you have driven a Lamborghini and I'm missing something?
They're fun to drive. I would never own one, but they are fun. Yes.
Fun to drive once.
I've driven everything.
I went around the Morocco. There's a track in Palm Beach County, and one of Brian Redman, one of the most famous drivers, race car drivers in the world, took me in a Lamborghini around the racetrack at 194 miles an hour.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And my lunch was left on the first turn.
Did you throw up?
I was very uncomfortable.
Wow.
Very, very uncomfortable.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And the closest I've gotten to one of those things is one was sitting outside of my apartment building. And those things, people say that they purr, but they literally purr.
Hmm. There is beside the Volt, there may be a reprise for internal combustion engines because of a new fuel. Well, not a new fuel, but a new application of a liquid that can fuel your car. That story coming up, and later in the hour, what Doug found at
the
CSA.
Thank you.
To moon, as pancake is to...
Spice rub?
Correct. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Why not?
Because it hasn't been washed?
Correct. Ooh. All Wii consoles connect to the internet, which means what?
It means I can now watch movies instantly from Netflix.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have smart holiday gifts at great prices this season. This week, buy $60 of HP Ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Office Depot, our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offers valid in-store only while supplies last. No rank checks. Offer valid through 11/2010. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Traveling west on MSR Verdon for Victor, 16 packs. Request MSR status over. Roger, Scorpion 23. All MSRs and AOR at past 24 hours. 3 IEDs on MSR Verdon.
Victor, X-ray, this is Scorpion 23. One Victor hit by IED. I created Mike Bravo, 310-737. Take a small arms fire. Request QRF and medevac at this location. Over.
In war, there will always be casualties. And for our wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. American troops who suffer traumatic injuries need the support of every American. Join us and send your message of support to our wounded warriors and their families at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
This is Ed Krell, CEO and President of Destination Maternity Corporation. Since 2001, we've been working together with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies. Did you know that in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive their early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Help bring healthy babies home. Join Destination Maternity and the March of Dimes in fighting premature births. Go to marchofdimes.com.
800-510-8255 connects you with the Doug Good Day program. We're streaming live at gooddayshow.com, so you can check out Richie and me. Who else is up there, Clay? It's just Richie. We got Jennifer.
No, I'm on my way. I'm not there yet.
You're not
I'll be there in a minute.
We're too casual. We need to get at it. We need to get started. People want the service.
Got to get my face on, Doug.
Seeing what your face looks like or what shirt I'm wearing, any or all of those things. Now, as far as the new cars and General Motors, the IPO, that's pretty good news that they raised, half of the money that the government had lent them, got paid back yesterday by the initial public offering. $33 it went out, went up to 36 or 37, I think, then went back down to 34 or 35.
Yeah.
Second largest IPO on record, and this is 16 months after the government, you and me, bailed them out. And so, okay, we've done a good job. Not as good as Chrysler, but it's not bad. At least for those of you who thought that we weren't going to get any of it back again, we, being you and me, we did get it back again. The whole deal needs to, I think government still owns, you and I, still own 24%. We owned 51% of it before the IPO yesterday. And now I think that our share of the company is down to 20-some-odd percent. So,
hate losing stuff out of my portfolio.
I know. Good for you, Jennifer. 800-510-8255. Okay, Richie.
Dudley.
How far do you think a gallon of whiskey would go in powering the car that you drive, that Cadillac?
Not too far.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Science has developed a biofuel for cars from the mash produced in distilling Scotch whiskey. Instead of using corn and ethanol, the mash that's used in our country to create the 10 or 15%, and now the government wants to move it up to 15% of the contents of a gallon of gasoline would be ethanol. In Europe, they are looking at taking that which is from the distillation process of whiskey and using that as a fuel. It's called pot ale, P-O-T-A-L-E. That's the residue from the stills, the draft, if you will, that's left over from producing whiskey.
Right, okay, so this is different.
Right, and by the way, you don't have to do anything to it. You put it in the car, and it runs the car.
I like it.
And it's not like some other biofuels that requires corn or switchgrass or something to be made. This is already done, already made, already available.
Wow.
So for those of you, and I wonder what it would smell like, that's all I want to know is, you know, I tell you about putting, I run cooking oil in my tractors in the summertime, and when you go down the street, it smells like a French fry or some other fish maybe, something that's been, whatever's been cooked in it, that's what the tractor smells like as it goes down the street or out in the field. So what is, if you're using whiskey as a product to move your vehicle, what does the exhaust smell like? What do you think? I don't know,
but I want to be behind it.
I know. I was going to say, are people going to be following your car now? Breathing in heavily?
Hey, listen, if you could get one tractor running on the whiskey and the other one running on the French fries, that'd be a real good time.
Mm-hmm. It would be. Yeah. That's how we are.
Happy hour.
Yeah.
Happy hour down by the farm. And there is a new taxi cab made in Turkey that's being used in New York City this week. I don't know if you've seen the Taxi of Tomorrow or not, Clay. A lot of promotion. It's built by Turkish automaker Karsan Automotive. And this is a Nissan has a model. Ford Motor Company. They're having a competition to see who will have the next big car that is the most used car in New York City as a cab, because we all know, like, 13,000 cabs in New York City, pretty good market. 21 past the hour on Good Day.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Details.
How you wore your dress?
How do you wear your dress?
How you tore your dress? I must confess, what a mess.
Really? Appreciate it. I'm impressed that you know the lyrics.
You know why I would know the lyrics to this Wayne Newton song?
Ferris Bueller.
There it is.
Right. Yeah.
Clay Cohart, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. You'll see him on our stream, thegooddayshow.com live stream of what it looks like for the participants to be involved in this program. Everybody knows Wayne Newton. Everybody knows that Wayne Newton was, for a number of years, the biggest attraction in Las Vegas, as was the case before with many others before him. Sammy Davis Jr. Was one of the biggest attractions.
Dean Martin.
For a while. Dean Martin.
Frankie Baby.
Yeah, a lot of these people. So now it's interesting that Wayne Newton has fallen on hard times. So he is opening his home in Las Vegas to a tour.
Have you ever seen his home?
Well, I have only word pictures. South African penguins, crystal staircases, collections of celebrity memorabilia like Frank Sinatra's champagne glass, Nat King Cole's watch, Steve McQueen's Rolls Royce, Johnny Cash guitar. You know, this reminds me, I stayed in the Hard Rock Cafe when I was in Gulfport night before last. And it was, I think I said this to you off the air, Richie, yesterday. I'm not sure. I don't think I said it on the air because I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings while I was there.
You didn't seem excited about it too much.
Well, I didn't know. It was okay being there.
Yesterday, when you were in Mississippi.
I learned a lot of what I think we need. I think the story needed to be told, especially about the oil and the beaches and all that stuff, and to hear the story or actually see what happened to the homes and the businesses as a result of Katrina. I thought that was an important story to tell. You didn't get that out of my conversation yesterday?
Oh, no, we got that.
What I wasn't thrilled about was the technical aspects of being there. That's why I was...
Oh, no, it was tough. Doug was connected to us on the same kind of line that we connect on every single day from his studio, but for some reason there was like a three-second delay. So,
here's what it would sound like.
Right.
We would say something, and it'd be a one, two, three, and then
go.
Doug would respond.
Yeah, right.
So it was tough.
Yeah. Anyway, the point is that staying at the Hard Rock, you go into those places, and there are walls of memorabilia, supposedly, from famous rockers, famous performers. And what you don't get is that a lot of, for example, the guitar makers, they give a guitar to Steven Tyler, and he uses it once and signs it.
Sure.
And they hang it on the wall.
Sure.
Or somebody gets a jacket from somebody, someplace, and they wear it once, and they put it on the wall. Somebody puts on a pair of pants once,
right.
And it's considered a collector's item
right. Right.
Because there is so much commercial, and the average person, look, oh, my God, look at that guitar. They don't realize that this person, to legitimize it, may have just picked it up
right.
And signed it, and then they put it in one of these archivals so that you think when you walk through the door that you've got all this memorabilia, and it's foolishness. I mean, it's sort of a fake lost leader, maybe. That's what it is. The premise of the Hard Rock Cafe is cool, and when they first opened, they had some legitimate stuff. But now it's just
it's
all
kind of like when you get one of those flags that's flown over the Capitol.
Yeah, right.
There's
yeah.
guys 5 minutes.
All day. Here's a roll up and down,
man. That's right. All they do is just
exactly.
pumping flags up and down that thing to make a little money.
Anyway, so the Wayne Newton home in Clark County, Las Vegas, this is something that's created a lot of controversy. The people who are on the Clark County Commission think it ought to be fought. It's appalling that he wants to open his house and make a museum or a circus out of it. I don't know what the problem is.
Wayne.
What's the
problem? Is Wayne Newton gay?
It's 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams, and this is your Living Well Pop Quiz. What's 17 plus 16 minus 3 times 2? In a minute, we'll reveal the answer, but first, a few tips to help keep your mind healthy and active. Research has shown that just as we are likely to lose muscle mass with age, our brains can shrink too. The good news is we can do something about it. Math problems, crossword puzzles, and word games are a great way to engage parts of the brain that you don't normally use. The same goes for learning a foreign language or using your non-dominant hand to complete an everyday activity. When you put yourself in these unfamiliar situations, the brain has to work extra hard, and that's a good thing because the added stimulation creates new connections between the brain cells, and the more connections you create, the more brain power you'll have. So, go back to my original question. What's 17 plus 16 minus 3 times 2? It's 60. In this case, seconds. The time it takes you to change your life and start living well today. I'm Montel Williams. This has been your Living Well Moment. Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM.
On air. Online. And on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
32.
Yesterday's news.
November 19th, 1997. It's a lucky seven for the McCoy family.
God could have given us one, but God's entitled to give us seven. That is my commission as a father to raise them.
Kenny and Bobby McCoy became the proud parents of septuplets in a pregnancy that made world headlines. The babies were born 9 weeks early in a Des Moines, Iowa hospital.
When we looked at her initial ultrasound, it was evident that there were seven sacs with embryos. My longtime ultrasonography technician, she could hardly get her breath out and said, "You've got to see this now."
Bobby McCoy had been taking the fertility drug Perginal, leading critics to claim the birth of so many babies wasn't natural. The babies became the only living septuplets in the world.
We were all very, very happy. She had no unusual complications. Everything went really well.
The McCoys got a book and endorsement deals following the birth, and they had a seven-bedroom home built by corporate donations. And that's yesterday's news for November 19th.
After the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Hello to you. I give a tip of the hat to people who are watching online at gooddayshow.com. The TSA experience that I had yesterday coming up in a matter of moments, plus Conan addresses the new TSA invasive procedures. Spending a moment talking about Wayne Newton, we sort of gave short shrift to what he wanted to do. For those of you who are just joining us, we were talking about Wayne Newton. Suggesting that he wanted to open his home so that the world could see what goes on
so
in
the
home
world could pay.
Of a star. Yes, they want to pay. It's called Casa de Shenandoah. The tour would go to select parts of his 10,000-square-foot home.
Wow.
He has a lot of impressive paintings and artwork and that kind of stuff. And they can walk by and see where he works in his office. When he first moved into this house, he took cans of paint, opened them up, and just threw them against the wall and thought that was art. And some people think that that's cool. So he's got a lot of things, though, from his famous friends like Elvis and Bobby Darin, Jack Benny, Frank Sinatra. The problem is that the folks in the neighborhood, he has 40 acres of land, about 6 miles outside of Las Vegas proper on a 40-acre spread. And a lot of people who live in that neighborhood are not happy that the Newtons decided to open up their home and have people come in 24 hours a day if they
want to
look around. Because Las Vegas is a 24-hour city.
Yeah, and he lives on a very small street, so it would cause trouble for his neighbors, for sure.
So anyway, he's had a lot of trouble with money. He was in Chapter 11 in 1992.
How sad, man.
At the time, he was $20 million in debt.
Whoa.
You know, it just goes to show, and it doesn't matter whether you make $10,000 a year or $10 million a year.
Always spend it.
Yeah.
It's
easy to spend.
Yeah, I mean, your expenses versus your income is always tricky to manage.
Yeah. Yep. Do you know that his reign in Las Vegas started in sort of a fluke? He was offered a one-night stand in November around Thanksgiving in 1969, and the show was packed. And so the Flamingo Hotel says, wow, what are we missing here? So they offered him money, and from that point on, until recently, he was a headliner at any number of hotels, paying him millions and millions and millions of dollars, which he just said, it's like anything else. Hello. You can spend a dollar, you can spend $10, you can spend $100, $1,000, $10,000, $100,000, a million. Look at what the government does.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The best example.
You give them more money,
there's never enough. They always want some more.
You know what I thought was fascinating?
What's that, Richie?
Is that a few minutes ago we played the Wayne Newton song, Dankeschön.
Yes.
Which, the only reason, obviously, you know it because it was from your era.
Thank you.
I know it because
Ferris Bueller.
It was from Ferris Bueller.
Right.
Clay, who's 20 years old, knows it because it's from Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
So look at that. Basically, three generations know this song.
Look at that, Richie.
And two of them know it from a movie from 1984 or something.
Look at that. Culture.
I know it because I have
tainted grand
music.
This is culture. Richie, it's culture.
We are culture.
But to be fair, I didn't know it was a guy singing that song until today.
Right.
Yeah, I know a lot of people.
So I just one comment about Charlie Rangel. Although, Richie, I think you have some of his...
I got his whining the other day before they...
Right. Here's the... Well, we have whining from the other day, and then we have whining after he was convicted. The chief counsel of the House Ethics Committee recommended censure for his financial and fundraising misconduct. It would be the first time since Tom DeLay got derailed by the House Ethics Committee when it was run by somebody who really was ethical. I don't even know who the chairman is of the committee now. He's a Democrat. Not to say the Democrats aren't ethical or unethical, but we had a very good friend of this program for many years who was so highly thought of that he became the chairman of the Ethics Committee in the House, and
Joel Heffley.
Mm-hmm. They brought down Heffley, and the people in the committee brought down Tom DeLay because he's a crook, a liar, a cheat, a thief, and all he did was get thrown out. Rangel is a liar, a crook, a cheat, and a thief as well, and now he's going to be reprimanded. So here was him. This is first thing is him whining earlier this week. Richie, you get some of the whines before he was convicted.
To advise me, I'm going to have to excuse myself from these proceedings because I have no idea what this man has put together over 2 years that was given to me last week. And I just hope that the history of this committee, in terms of fairness, would be judged for what it is.
Yeah. Right. You crooked, lying, you no man. Good. And here, he was charged 13 weeks ago. It was summertime. Remember when the first charges were, and he had all the stuff. He gave it to the law firm that had represented him a long time, and they looked at it and says, you're guilty as hell, pal. We're not going to represent you. And they walked away. And he's taken all that time from then to now to try to find some lawyer that would take his case. But they had him cold. And even though everybody in his district, this is so mind-boggling about the public. This guy is as dirty and crooked as the day is long, has been using his influence and power to corrupt everything he touched.
Yet still gets reelected.
Yet he gets reelected. That's mind-boggling. So when people talk about who's going to be elected now, we're already into the Sarah Palin needs to run next time, and Huckabee and Newt Gingrich and whoever else is going to run around and around and around. It is amazing. And none of you people listening to this program would vote for this guy. I know you wouldn't, but somebody obviously did. So that's that story.
Well, you know, it's
oh, wait a minute. Richie, play the listen to his response.
Is it on Today's Cuts?
Yeah, 1906, where they recommend censure for him, and he pleads with them. This is a little...
Why? Censure's just a slap on the wrist.
That's all. Nothing.
Well, it takes away his power, though.
Well, yeah.
Some of his committee
he
things.
He should have been thrown
out. I don't know how much longer I have to live, but it always will be to try to help people and to thank God for what he's given to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't convict me because I may be dead.
Now, listen to this.
My
Hold on,
God.
Hold on a second here. Hold on. Let's just pick one cut from the other day. Hold on a minute. We'll pick one of the early cuts when he was still a little bit...
Is he getting sicker and sicker?
Sassy. Hold on.
If the chair is suggesting that I conclude my remarks, then I would do that. But I would want you to know that I don't think it's fair that I participate in any type of proceeding.
Okay, well, just look. It sounds pretty strong there, right?
He's all right.
That's 2 days ago.
Right.
Now listen to this.
I don't know how much longer I have to live. It always will be, too.
We're going to feel bad if he drops dead over the weekend.
Thank God for what he's given me.
I need a really big Christmas gift. I don't know if I'll see next year.
I love these guys. Oh, my God. They're great actors.
Unbelievable.
That's Oscar.
How do you think? Yeah, that's an Oscar-winning performance.
I think we should do the show talking like a wrangle.
I don't know how much longer I have to live.
I know one thing. It's time for a commercial, and I'm going to tell my fiancé.
Okay.
Stand by
waiting.
For that.
Oh, man.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
I know that diet is one of those four-letter words that can have very negative connotations. Yes, you can lose weight in the short term with some diet programs, but starvation and deprivation diets cause the body to gain more weight as it adjusts itself for famine. Slowing down metabolic and digestive functions to make you store fat and not lose it is not the way to go. A well-balanced diet full of fruits, vegetables, and nutrients is your best bet for healthy weight control. Eating small, regular meals throughout the day also helps keep your blood sugar levels stable and helps reduce the urge to binge on unhealthy foods. Sure, a food labeled as low-fat or sugar-free might be tempting, but you may be doing your body more harm than good. Make sure you get all the nutrients that you need throughout the day. Genesis Today has created a great-tasting juice that contains the acai berry, and it tastes absolutely fantastic. Drink a glass of delicious acai berry juice, and you'll be getting so much of what you need for a healthy, fit body.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit GenesisToday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. Through November 20th, save on all tires, all tire brands, all tire sizes. Plus, save up to an extra $80 with a purchase of 4 Goodyear or Dunlop tires after mail-in rebate. And all cargo carriers are on sale starting as low as $69.99. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
All right, so one of the benefits. Good day time is 14 before the hour, by the way. I'm Doug Steffen with Jeff. No, Jeff's not here. We were just talking about Jeff.
No.
Rich is here.
They don't even know who Jeff is.
I know they don't.
He's our producer.
We're not going to spend a lot of time on that because I want to tell my TSA story.
Yeah, you've been teasing me.
We have been talking about the TSA. And, in fact, there's so many people around the country that are upset by this that and mostly this is an Internet campaign, Clay. I think we'd all agree showing all of these videos of the pat-downs, et cetera, pilots suing over their treatment by government screeners. Airports now are looking seriously because they are dissatisfied with all the complaints they're getting from passengers. They're actually considering ditching the TSA altogether. So, and the federal law allows airports to opt for their own screeners from the private sector, and there is the option. They have their own organization, as most the airports are run by authorities, like the New Jersey New York Port Authority runs LaGuardia, JFK, and Newark. And the Philadelphia Port Commission runs the airport there. In Washington, they have a commission that runs the three airports that are there in their jurisdiction. In Boston, Logan Airport's run by Massport, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they have their national organization. They all getting together next week because they all pretty much are sick of the grief they're getting from all of their
It all
passengers.
Started with a New Jersey congressman
right.
who wants to ditch the TSA, and now right. all the airports are going.
John Micah.
Yes.
He's from Florida.
Oh, Florida, sorry. No, I thought it was a New
Okay,
Jersey
so here's the story. I said on the air on, when did I know I was going? Monday or Tuesday, I knew I was going down to Gulfport, Biloxi to talk about what was going on down there. And I knew I was going on Wednesday to do the program Thursday and then come back Thursday. So I went down on Wednesday, went to the airport, fully expecting to say I'm not going to choose the blue machine. I don't want to use it. I'm going to, opt for the pat-down. Well, the gleefully happy TSA agent standing by the old x-ray machine said, come on, everybody, come through. Don't watch CNN. Don't watch Channel 4. They're all wrong. We're really doing this right. This is going to be a great thing. And people were just running right through. I could have gotten a machine gun through there.
You took the wind out of your sails.
Well, that was until yesterday. So coming back, I go to the Gulfport Biloxi Airport, and they have the blue device, which I'm not going to go through. And I said that to the lady. I'm not going through the new machine. She looks at me and scowls.
And then she's probably getting it a lot now.
Come over here. And so she puts me in this ringed, cordoned-off box. And I'm standing there. 4 or 5 minutes goes by, and half a dozen people get patted down, not because they refused the x-ray, but because they saw something they just wanted to check. So finally, I said to this lady, I got a plane to catch, and there are 4 or 5 people. She scowls at me again. She says, okay. And so she calls this big black dude over to check me out. Very nice guy. He was 6'8" if he was 2 feet tall. Hands as big as you could possibly imagine. So he says, have you been through this before? I said, I know the drill. So he said, well, just relax. And I said, okay. Then he does the disclaimer. I'm going to touch you in certain places, and, it may be uncomfortable. You have to tell me now if you're uncomfortable. I said, no, I just want you to do your thing. You're not going to hear anything from me.
Spend a little time in the middle, baby.
So he goes through. He takes my collar or my shirt, and he goes under the pants, and he does everything. And he's really squeezing hard. And he comes up to my groin and starts squeezing. And I started to laugh. I was getting, he tickled me. I couldn't stop laughing. So I'm telling this, somebody called me. I was talking to Tony, my friend in Tiffin, on the phone. I said, I'm going to tell the story in the air. And I said it, there were four guys sitting around me on the plane, and I told the story, and they all laughed their butts off. Because none of them had, I'm giggling because.
So you're talking to your friend Tony, you're laughing while someone is fondling you.
No, that was on the plane I was laughing about. 51 past the hour.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil, try our 5-pound sampler. Get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Arcuda.com.
Yep. 53 and change past the hour.
It is the G-Man.
Potent, virile, and vigorous.
Yes, he is potent, virile, and vigorous. He's 80, whatever his age is.
Turns 80 this month.
He's all right in my book. That's the G-Man is Gordon Liddy. 53 and change after the hour. Somebody else who's all right in my book is Alex Goldfain, our technology tailor, who wants to know whether you know about the latest tools that you can use to cut your cable bill. Alex is very practical, and there are a lot of people who are... I'm looking at my Fios bill, which is like $119 a month for the television part of it. It's $209 a month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying for Fios and the stuff that you get online and the television package.
Yep.
And when it started, it was $99. So they get you. They keep raising the prices. And the same thing is true. I mean, they're a cable company, in essence. It's not like the Dish Network that you take it down out of the sky, right? Jennifer, you're
an overbuilder.
Who's your what?
They're called overbuilders.
What does that mean?
It means that they provide service in addition to what's already in the market, because there's only one cable system for every city in the country.
Yeah, they have a monopoly.
Right.
Each city has decided whether to give it to one
the city
cable company
charters it, yeah.
Or another cable company. There are, what, three or four around the country? And they
There's more than that.
Are there more than that?
25.
Are there
about,
really?
Yeah, there's about more than that even. But there's
about Comcast
five big
is a biggie, and Cablevision.
Cox.
Comcast, Time Warner, Cox, Cablevision, Charter. Right. Those are your big guys.
Okay, those are the big guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you want to know how you can cut your cable bill, you should stick around, because Alex Goldfain will tell you exactly how to do it in just a moment here on Good Day.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Wife.
folds the laundry.
Correct. What? How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $9 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe it.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
There's an interesting new television over the internet service that's been growing in popularity lately. It's called PlayOn, and the web address is playon.tv. The basic idea is that PlayOn software on your Windows computer collects online television and movie content from all over the internet. Hulu, YouTube, Netflix, Amazon Video On Demand, even CBS television shows. Then it lets you watch all of this content on your living room television using a PlayStation or an Xbox video game console or another web TV box. PlayOn streams this content from your computer to your television over your home wireless network. Now, some people are using this in combination with a high-definition antenna when they get rid of their cable subscription. In fact, there's a fascinating new diary on CNET.com that just launched about one of the writers cutting their cable service and the tools that he's using in its stead. PlayOn costs $20 per year or a one-time payment of $60 for permanent access forever. I'm Alex Goldfein.
A campaign from the National Association of School Nurses is calling for increased awareness of the need for meningitis vaccinations. More on this important item from Brian Osich now on Good Day.
Back-to-school physicals may be over, but it's not too late to get your child vaccinated against meningococcal disease. Meningococcal disease is a rare but serious bacterial infection that can cause meningitis and take a child's life in just a single day. School nurses nationwide have joined the Voices of Meningitis campaign to urge parents to help protect their children by getting them vaccinated. Sandy DeLack from the National Association of School Nurses.
Parents tend to think of vaccines during back-to-school time, but every healthcare visit is a chance to discuss meningitis vaccination. As a school nurse who has witnessed the devastating effects of this disease, I encourage parents to ask their child's health care provider about meningitis vaccination today.
Public health officials recommend vaccination for preteens and teens. Vaccination has been available for years and is a safe and effective way to help prevent meningitis. Visit voicesofmeningitis.org for more information. That's Healthcare Now from the National Association of School Nurses.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have smart holiday gifts at great prices this season. This week, buy $60 of HP Ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Office Depot, our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals.
Offers valid in-store only while supplies last. No rent checks. Offer valid through 11-2010. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Heidi Klum.
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 Klum?
Klum.
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 I like
you say Klum, I say Klum.
She says that she wants to gain weight and muscle because she's tired of being skinny. As she gets older, she's 37. She's a mother of four. She wants to have her body look like she's 37 and not some skinny little
19-year-old, yeah. Good for her.
I think that's a
I like
step
it.
In the right direction. Me too. 59.